Base KX, mobile. South LK, mobile. Good afternoon, Patrick. You heading into work? You headed home yet? To the fueling station, heading that way. First road? Yes, sir. Just pulled out of the Walmart down here. I passed 183 before I get to that intersection. Running a little behind the bay. He's been out here on White Horse, they ain't hoteling. Weekend. How about yours? But it was good. Beth and I went out Saturday night, had a nice meal. And then the girls were hanging out Sunday afternoon. So I went over to my son's house and kind of an impromptu thing. And then the other two boys came over. We ended up grilling steaks out. Had a nice time. Then all the girls came back and we just kind of hung out there for a little while. So it was kind of an impromptu get together, but it was nice. They're the best ones. And no planning, just go with what's there. Got to play with the granddaughters. Got to push them on the swing and jump on the trampoline with them. I didn't jump as much as they did, but, you know, a little bit. Careful, you might break something. Put a cane down to climb up on it, so you know how that is. Had a good weekend. It was nice. Always a good time to spend with the kids. Talked to my mother yesterday. It's been a few days since I've talked to her. Found out my brother, who's living with her, he'd been sick for a couple weeks. He got doused with jet fuel while he was out there working on one of the airplanes. And it was when it was real cold a couple weeks ago, and he ended up getting really sick. Wasn't eating, wasn't drinking. Kind of had some digestive issues. And anyway, he finally went to the doctor. They told him, you know, I don't know. I think the jet fuel affected him somehow, but just kind of interesting. Like, thanks for letting me know about all that. You could have called me or something, but anyway, you know how family is.
I know the feeling.
I guess he didn't smoke for a few days, so all that jet fuel got cleaned off of him. It was all over his clothes, apparently, too. Burned his arm.
Some people have an allergic reaction to that JPH.
He was inhaling it while he was working, you know, because it was all over him. They couldn't stop whatever they were doing in the moment. So, anyway, how's this radio sounding today? Still stuffy?
But, I mean, it's not bad or anything like that. It's just, I can tell you're on a different radio or a different microphone or something.
Directly into it, you know, speak across it so I don't overpower it. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
I don't know. Maybe there's ways to go in there and adjust it on that radio. I don't know.
It does have a mic gain setting, but I thought I had it set pretty well. So maybe it's time to buy another one.
Changed out with the microphone, didn't you? Didn't you put a new one on that radio?
Had it for several months now, 3 or 4 months. This past weekend was the first time anybody said anything.
It's perfectly readable. It just sounds like you're on a different radio.
Well, maybe we'll figure it out. Maybe I'll figure it out. Well, I hope you have a safe drive back up the mountain.
Dude, you be careful out here tonight. It's been crazy today over here on this side of the road. It's just, I don't know how to describe it.
The Biltmore Estate employee that was killed by a tree over the weekend during those winds.
Customers was telling me about that. Said that was the second person that was killed up there in just a couple of months from trees falling.
Or two, they said a family was visiting in their car, driving the road, and a tree branch fell on their car and killed the man. We were just up there, Beth and I, with cousins a couple months ago. I didn't see any tree branches fall.
Well, it's your time. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
I think there's things we can do about that early if, you know, people take things into their own hands. But there is a time. It's going to happen to all of us.
Sooner or later, we're all going to go down that road.
How was business today?
It was slow, but collections were good.
1 out of 2 is good.
As to how much the weather affects my business.
Want to spend money when it's cold and rainy, cloudy?
A jury like this? No, they don't. It affects everybody's mood.
See that? Weather has an effect on a lot of people.
Have to go out to dinner this weekend.
Restaurant in Easley, it's in a house, a stone house, kind of off of the main street in a little residential area. It's called The Element, and it was really, really good. Fresh food, wasn't crowded. We did make reservations. I don't think we had to, but we were able to get right in. There was a good crowd there, but the food was very good. We enjoyed it.
Yeah, the wife and I went to Sam's in Hendersonville Saturday afternoon, dodging trees that were falling down, blocking roads, and it was quite the adventure. And we ended up eating at O'Charlie's just because it was convenient.
Dodged a couple trees that were already down, and one of them they were cutting up. The other one had been cut up, and there was just a lot of mess on the road. But Beth saw a pickup truck this morning that had smashed its front end into a cow that was laying in the ditch. So that was the first time she'd seen one of those.
For HKX, I have seen that before when I was in high school. We had been over to Hendersonville cruising one Friday night, I don't remember which, but we were all on our way back to Brevard, and the last car in the line, which happened to be one of the little CRX's hatchbacks, hit one of the cows there on Canoga. Cow walked away, but the car did not.
I bet that CRX probably could have just lifted the cow up a little bit and gone completely under it.
She hit the cow and knocked it down, and it landed on the hood of the car and the windshield and just kind of rolled over the top of it. There wasn't much left of the car.
Well, you know where 124 is. It goes across the river over to 123.
Where you at?
One time when I was a kid, and there was a horse on the side of the road that had been hit by a car. It was the middle of summer, and I think it had been there a couple days. It was kind of a sight. I'm glad I wasn't around. I hope they were able to get it off before nature took its way.
That cow, it got up and it wandered off, and we never did find it. The owner come out there, and he went looking for it, and I don't ever know what happened after that.
Just right where it knocked it over onto the car, but didn't do any damage.
Weren't but about a half a car anyway, so even back then.
Didn't find the cow with paint samples along the side of it.
Some sampling on the side of it, but I doubt it was paint.
Be out here today.
Wrecks out there today too, so be careful.
4PXB.
N4ZLK.
Good afternoon, Lloyd. KO4HKX.
How are y'all both doing this lovely starting to rain again day?
I'm heading home now.
Spectrum, I'm headed in, but I'm doing well.
I've had a good day. I'm heading home myself.
Rub it in, guys.
Didn't mean to interrupt y'all's conversation, but I finally got time yesterday to measure the distance for of what trees I have to put up an antenna. So I think it's lucky that I got 50 feet from the tree line until where my current antenna and radio that I would like put at.
There, 50 feet.
midpoint will be about 22 feet because I've got 44 feet of tree line that I can put, you know, an antenna up with no issue. And then so the 22 feet would be the midpoint. And then I got 50 feet running from, but I have to measure how tall the trees are to measure from there. But from the ground until where the radio station is going to be at is about 50 feet.
What antenna are you thinking about putting up there, Lloyd?
That's what I started looking at now, so due to the fact that I'm going to get one of the HF rigs that goes all the way up to 2 meter, all the way up to the top spectrum of HF. So that way, now that's my game plan. Now I'll try to find an antenna that, you know, accommodates all that.
But a multiband that'll do most of the HF with a tuner. I don't know if you'll be able to do the HF or VHF and UHF on the same antenna. Might have to have a separate vertical or something for that one.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, now I just have to find the antenna that will, you know, do that function. I know there's connections on the back of the radio for HF and then the 2 meter and the 440.
Trouble with 80 meters, unless you can get I don't know. You might be able to figure something out. There might be somebody that can help you, but it might be a little short run for 80 meter. But you could get a 40 and down, or 40 and up, I guess. And that'll give you plenty of bands on HF.
Yeah, that'll definitely, because if the rain holds off when I get home, I'm going to see how tall the trees are.
Or is that okay?
Yeah, I was just sitting over here thinking about that, what he could do. I mean, with only 50 feet, it's gonna be tough to get into the upper ends of the HF bands.
Something right now that somebody gave to me. I picked it up at a Silent Keys house, and I don't even know what it is. I think it said HF Buddy, but it would probably do great for you. It doesn't tune up on 80 meters, but I can work 6 through 40 on it. It's a great little antenna, and it's probably, it's not much longer than 50 feet, maybe a little bit longer than that. I'm not sure the exact measurement, but I tried to research it to find out where it came from. I couldn't find anything on it. I'll try again and see if I can find it. It's been a great little antenna for me.
I'll definitely do the same, because when I looked earlier, I even saw antennas when I had that where, depending on the length, the height of the trees, I might be able to put a pole system up in there and hide it where the lady from the HOA doesn't see it, and then just run the cable, you know, from that point, you know, to into the house.
That's some ingenious things to hide antennas, so there are ways.
Guys, I'm going to have to bail out here for a little bit. I'll be back just as quick as I can. KO4 HKX. I'll be clear for now. 7-3s.
I may not be here when you get back. I'm not far, and I'm going to have to. I'm running a little behind, so I have to get off here in a minute. N4ZLK.
Probably the next thing we'll look at doing is the cable that's running across the ground, put it in a tubing underneath the ground so it definitely not cut by the lawnmower when I have to cut the grass.
Interferes with transmitting and receiving. You don't want to do that. About this antenna, I'll see if I can find it again, Lloyd. And if I do, I'll send you some information on it.
All right, I appreciate it. And since you mentioned HF Buddy, I'll look at it this evening when I get home and see if I can also find anything else about it. So here, if you have time, the cable that will be running through the PVC pipe, does that pipe, with that cable going through it, need the watertight ends on it?
Seal it once you got it where you wanted it, because I know they make a direct to bury cable that you can put into the ground, and I know it'll get wet, but if you get water in a tubing, then that cable will just be sitting in the water. So it may not hurt it, but I would probably seal it anyway. That's what I would do.
That's what I'm going to do. I actually saw a pretty neat idea, is actually put tubing in tubing. That way, the outer tubing, and then seal both of them. That way, the outer tubing will actually hold the water compared to the inside tubing. So I thought I'd test that theory first.
Especially if you have a connection in there, if you don't have a full long piece and you have to make a connection, you definitely wouldn't want that sitting in water. But like I said, it may not hurt it, especially if it's the direct bury cable. But I would probably seal it. But anyway, Lloyd, I'm about where I'm going, so I'm going to sign with you. Sorry I can't ride any longer with you, but I got to get out of here. You have a good afternoon and a safe drive home. KO4PXB, N4ZLK Mobile.
Sir, please be careful on your trips. KO4PXB.